Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, and welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in. I hope that you're having a great day. We're going to be looking at the message that we began on yesterday, speaking about Noah, the faith of Noah, and we're talking about how that Noah forsook some things. The first thing that we dealt with was how that Noah forsook the culture. And we're going to pick up kind of where we left off yesterday concerning the culture. Then we're going to get into just a moment or two of how that Noah forsook the cost. And so I tell you, I want you to listen close as we get into the message today. And our text verses are going to be coming out of Genesis chapter number 6. Noah forsook some things within the Word of God. And I want you to see this. Young people, please listen to me tonight. If you can't get nothing else that's going on, listen, get this. Noah forsook some things, and because he forsook some things, he gained the favor of God. And because he gained the favor of God, he also gained on the backside. Amen. He became the heir of righteousness. Now notice, first thing I see tonight is this, found in verse number 5, Noah forsook the culture. Noah forsook the culture. You say, what do you mean, preacher? I'm talking about he wasn't running around with the modern trends of the day. No, Noah wasn't found as one of those people who ran down there to the first new thing and the first new fad and the first new idea. He didn't just run. No, he just stayed with God. There's some things that you need to get a hold of when it comes to that of character, when it comes to that man of treating people with respect. Can I say something to you? We've lost a generation of people who even know how to say hello, that knows how to shake hands with each other, who knows how to embrace each other right. We're losing a generation of people that can communicate with other people. Noah, look here. Noah forsook the culture. There may be some things that you need to break away from. Amen. So that you can forsake the culture to have favor with God. I'm pretty sure Noah was not the cool kid in the bunch. I'm pretty sure that Noah, the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, was not the cool dad on the block. I'm pretty sure that Noah had to take some stands and say, no, boys, we ain't running with that crowd. We're going to stand for what the truth says, and we're going to have some fear amongst our home, and we're going to honor God no matter what everybody else does. Noah forsook the culture. Look at verse number 5 with me. Y'all there with me in chapter number 6? God help me with this thing, praise the Lord. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Can I ask you a question? Do you believe that the time of Noah was a time of prosperity when it comes to holiness, or it was a time of evil? It reminds you of where we're at today. As it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes. But when I say to you tonight that you can't have power and you can't have favor with God, walking in a wicked world, you can't have those things if you just stay with God and you'll remain pure. Hey, amen, the recipe's there. It's just we don't want to mix it up cooking, amen. He said this, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Think about that. That's the mankind. That's how man was operating during that day. And the Bible even goes on in verse 6 and it says that he repented of the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I had made them. This wicked had got so vile. This wickedness had got so evil that it even got the animal kingdom. That wickedness, them demonic forces, them demons had now creeped in, not just to humanity, but now they've creeped into the animal kingdom. Have you noticed here lately with these furries? under the disgraceful things of God. I never in my life, I don't understand it. If you want to say that, man, we're going to allow these things to take place, for what in the world does that say about society? I mean, man, you're acting like a dog and a cat and don't want to express yourself. Well, how in the world are you going to make it in life if you don't get out there and learn how to speak to man, amen, and be able to do a job and a function? What are you going to do in life? You going to join the zoo? Imagine a man's heart was evil continually. Y'all understand what I'm saying? It got into the animal kingdom, and humanity maybe had drifted that way into bestiality and those type things. But Noah took a stand. Noah stood for what was right. Noah, while in this generation of going wild and crazy, Noah stood and he said, here's the deal. I'm going to as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm going to do what's right, saith the Lord. He's a preacher of righteousness. What was right, according to the Bible? Now, you know, every time you get somebody, all of you boys in here, y'all think y'all are superhumans and think you men are big and bad and bold and all those things. I tell you what, just take your Bible and go preach on a street corner somewhere and call sin, sin, and hell, hell, and we'll see what kind of courage you got. Y'all men run around here like you're Superman, you know, with them big muscles and all that mess. But man, you ain't got hardly the courage to even carry your Bible to school, much less say anything about Jesus. I'm trying to tell you, you got to take a stand, friend. You got to, if you're going to be a Christian, you got to be bold in today's time. Praise God, you can't wiggle wobble around with the world and expect, man, the world to love you. Amen. They're going to hate your guts. Here's the deal. I'd rather be hated by every man on earth than loved by the God of heaven. Amen. He forsook the culture. 2 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 5. And spare not the old world. Notice this. But save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. While Noah was not running with the culture, he did find grace in the eyes of the Lord. Verse number 8, if you've got your Bible there, chapter 6. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Look up here for just a minute. Did you know? Because one man stood against the things of the devil, and one man stood and kept his family in order, and because one man, listen, found grace in the eyes of God, is the reason you're here and the reason that I'm here tonight. You say, well, preacher, I can't make a difference. Noah made a difference, amen. Noah took a stand, and Noah's generation made a whole difference for the things of God. Every single one of us tonight are descendants of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah. You say, well, I'm a young blood, and I'm a Harkins, and I'm a Baker, and you know, I'm an Ashline, and all of those. Listen, that don't have an appeal. We're all descendants of Noah. And Noah was the descendants of Adam and Eve. But here's the deal. Noah, thank God he had some grit in his crawl. Amen. Thank God, old Noah. Man, he saw some things are coming, and he said, look here, I don't care what the world says. I'm going to do it like God said. Listen, you've got a book tonight to tell you how to do it right. Follow and honor the things of God. We don't find anywhere that Noah was cool. We don't find anywhere that Noah followed trends of the world. But he did this. He found grace in the eyes of God, a preacher of righteousness. I'm going to tell you right now, taking a stand for Christianity in our day is not going to be easy. You know, it's funny how that we're all about seeking man's approval. Bless their hearts, man. Some preachers run off of the fact that they've got 1,000 likes on Facebook and you've matched the plus sign and the heart sign so many times. And I mean, that's how that they operate and how that. Look here, friend, it don't make no difference you hit that button or not. Amen. As long as God approves. Amen. And the message is approved by God. That's all it can. Look here. Noah forsook the culture. Not only did he forsake the culture, but look at verse number 10. Noah forsook the cost. And Noah begat 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before the Lord, and the earth was filled with violence. It reminds us of this day, don't it? Just walk down our streets and see the violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Now notice verse 14 very clearly. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. What kind of wood? Gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark. What did he say to do? Build some rooms in the ark. And shall pitch it within and without with pitch. In other words, Noah, you get that tarry stuff out and you get it on the inside and you seal it, and you seal it good on the inside and on the outside. It's not going to be pretty, but it sure is going to be for the saving of your house. Look at verse number 15. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. Do you think that Noah walked around and said, you know what, I just don't know how long to make it. I just don't know how wide to make it. I just don't know how high to make it. No, Noah had specific instructions from God on how to build the ark. There may have been some areas where Noah used some imagination and got some things that he wanted in there too. But when it came to what God wanted, Noah fulfilled what the Bible said to do when it came to building the ark. Look at verse 21. And take thou unto thee all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it into thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. That's verse 21. Now let me ask you a question. Now, so God has given the dimensions of the ark. God has given the height. God's given the width. God's given the length. God's told him that he's got to pitch it in and out. God's told him he's got to make a door and a window and rooms. And he's told him it's got to be made out of what kind of wood? Gopher wood, specifically gopher wood. And God said, this is the way I want you to do it. Now there's the task. I've laid it before you. Now, if you will, just go ahead and start building it, because you're going to need it. Eventually, you're going to need this thing. You need to set out and get to it. You say, preacher, when do you think that Noah began building the ark? As soon as God gave the instruction, Noah went to building. Noah went into the design projects. I think that Noah went to the architect portion of it. I think Noah went out there and God began it through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, began to give him a design work in his mind. He began to draw those things out, amen, and how that God wanted it to be done. But let me ask you a question. Who funded this project? I don't read this, okay? I'm asking you. Who funded this project? I mean, you got to think, God gave the dimensions, God gave the size, God told him to pitch it. God told him all these. So who paid for the construction of the ark? We say, well, you know, Noah didn't have to pay himself. You know, he got three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. They all working for free. I get that. But this wasn't no project that lasted a few days. You still got to live. You still got to put bread on the table. Who funded this project? Can I tell you something, friend? I believe, and I heard y'all say it. You know, God supplied the need. I get that. But don't you think for 1 second that Noah didn't put something into it? I would say it this way. That if God asked me to build an ark today, I don't know how I would do it. I don't know where the money would come from. I don't know how the funding would go. But remember what I said. Faith don't ask to see. Faith just trusts God.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.